Hello, Amicus listeners. This is Dahlia Lithwick popping in with not just one, but two exciting announcements. Announcement number one, I wanted you all to be the very first to know about an exciting project we have been actually working on hard here at Amicus and about how you can be a part of it. So there's a lot going on right now. 2020 is completely overwhelming, and we're just days into the new decade. But I am trying still to stay laser-focused, to pay attention to what really matters. And this year, more than any other maybe in our lifetime, is about who counts. And what that means is election and census and voting. Our question is this: can American democracy survive the 2020 election? No small ask. So look, starting later this month, election law professor and friend of this show, Rick Hassan, will be joining us for a special series as we try to find answers to these existential challenges. And you can join us for the special series finale in Washington, D.C. on February 19th. We're going to have a live and off-the-cuff discussion on the threats to the 2020 election and how to combat them while there is still time, if there is still time. Rick and I will be joined by former Florida gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum and the director of the ACLU's Voting Rights Project, Dale Ho, among other amazing guests. You're going to be hearing more about this in the coming weeks. And you know, I don't do a lot of live shows, but I'm very psyched about this one. And I wanted to give you a chance to hop online, grab your tickets right away. Go to slate.com/live to get your tickets. I am so looking forward to seeing you all there. Got that? It's slate.com/live for tickets to maybe the most important conversation on voting that you'll hear this year. Now, announcement number two, and that is that there is a fascinating conversation about impeachment going on right now in the Slate Plus members-only feed for this show. I spoke with Neal Katyal, he's former acting Solicitor General of the United States, all about his brand new book, Impeach, The Case Against Donald Trump. It is an incredibly timely and useful book, and it was an illuminating conversation. So here's a little snippet of what we talked about in front of a live audience at the Aspen Institute this past week.
Why am I advocating for this when the election is so close? I guess two things. One, just simple logic, and another historical. The simple logical one is this. The president, the allegation against the president is really simple, that he cheated in the 2020 election. He tried to get help from a foreign government, and he got caught. So to say wait for that 2020 election to decide things is kind of like if Dolly and I are playing a game of Monopoly and she accuses me of cheating and I say, well, let's just figure out whether I cheated by playing another game of Monopoly. I mean, it doesn't make any sense given the central allegation here. The more historical answer is that, you know, this actually came up in the Philadelphia Convention in 1787. So during that long, hot summer, they deferred a lot of the questions about impeachment to the end. They wanted to know first kind of what the contours of the presidency were going to look like. And actually, they settled on a really strong presidency. And, you know, maybe we'll even take a question about, you know, the full extent of the president's powers with relation to what happened in the strike in Iraq. But the founders did, you know, as Hamilton said in the Federalist Papers, they wanted an executive with secrecy and dispatch, a strong president who could act quickly. But then they said, toward the end of the Philadelphia Convention, boy, if the president is that strong, we need to have some check on a president that acts outside of the scope of his powers and betrays the American trust. And, some founders, like Elbridge Gerry, said, we don't need to do that because they said exactly what you just heard Dahlia say. Gerry said, well, there'll be re-elections. At that point, there wasn't the constitutional amendment that said there'd be two-term presidential elections. So it was contemplated presidents could run and run again and the like. And what Gerry said is because they're always going to be running for re-election, they'll be disciplined themselves, and the election will discipline it. And others, like Hamilton and Madison, said, what if you have a president who fundamentally betrays the American trust? Are we supposed to wait and just let that happen? What if, Madison said, one of those presidents has help from a foreign government? And so then actually, even Elbridge Gerry changes his mind and says, absolutely, that's what we need impeachment for. It is literally the textbook definition of what impeachment is. A president who goes and seeks help from a foreign government to help him in his election. That is front and foremost what the founders had in mind when they thought about impeachment.
If you want to hear more, go to slate.com/amicusplus and sign up for a Slate Plus membership. It's $35 for your first year, worth every penny, and you can always take advantage of a free 2-week trial to check it out first. Slate Plus members help keep us doing what we do by supporting all the journalism here at Slate, including this podcast. Go to slate.com/amicusplus to start your free trial, and thank you for supporting the work we do.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, this is Dahlia Lithwick, host of Slate's legal podcast, Amicus. If you're listening to this show, you might be interested in Amicus's live show that we're hosting in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, May the 14th. My colleague, Mark Joseph Stern, and I will be talking to some amazing guests, including Sherrilyn Ifill and a sitting state Supreme Court justice, all about how originalism, a relatively recently invented way of interpreting the Constitution, has taken over the Supreme Court and radically reshaped the law. It's been doctrinal rocket fuel for the conservative legal movement and facilitated the rolling back of abortion rights, the expansion of gun rights, and the obliteration of the separation of church and state. And as another wildly consequential Supreme Court term careers to its end, the court's originalists are on a tear. But there's something you can do about it, and we hope you'll join us in D.C. on May 14th to explore the possible pathways out of the current situation. Go to slate.com/amicuslive for tickets.